Anytime you can get the ball in Tom's and the offense's hands, they are definitely a lethal weapon for us. So we try to do as many as we can. We scored on defense, and I think that was big for us today.
Even that first one too, Rosie. Defensive stop, red zone stop.
Yeah.
When they're moving the football.
Definitely a point of emphasis for us, as we were 0-for, on the year in the red zone. So that was big. I think Zant tipped it up, and then Junior, got the ball. That was big. Opening drive for them. They moved the ball well on us. So kind of turned the tables, and the offense got the rolling.
Did you see Junior running back that second?
I saw that, and it was definitely something that would be stamped in my memory for what not to do. But that's Junior, man. He's a special kind of guy. And if you had a chance to, practice with him and be with him, on a daily basis, you'll understand why he did that.
For a guy of any age, how much energy does he bring?
A lot. I think, if you've been in the league for at least 5 or 6 years, you've seen him on film somewhere and seen the types of things that he's done elsewhere and the energy that he brings. And it's the same guy you see on film. And so he does a great job of bringing energy and helps everybody else get hyped up and ready to roll.
Thanks to
be get back and get some playing time and help this team to another victory. No, he told me to be ready to play. I knew I was going to play, and I really didn't know how much I was going to play or when I was going to play. That was somewhat of a surprise, but for the most part, you just have to stay ready because at any time you're called on to go out there and play.
It looked like the easiest slowly. You got a lot of reps in the second half. I think you got even that in the first half. Was that a surprise?
Coach Belichick, he's been doing it for 30 years, so he knows exactly what to do with with guys like myself and you just sit and you wait patiently, and when you get your opportunity, you try to take, advantage of it.
And it looked like you're using kickoff and punt. Is that stuff you normally
play? I've been doing that forever. I've been doing that since 94, since I first came into the league. So, I mean, whether it's, guys that are backing up have to play special team or starters, I mean, we all have to play special teams, and that's part of, your contribution on this team. And I played some kickoff, every kickoff, I think 7 of them or 6 of them, and as well as, some punt return.
Your impression of the game?
I mean, I was excited. I was excited to get back, but I didn't want to get overly excited and just not to screw up my assignment and just try to do the right thing. So I'm looking forward to next week.
Your impression is the game overall.
Rodney Harrison.
Oh, this is tricky. I like this.
Santa Samuel.
Defense they have over the years, bend but don't break. And I don't know, is this defense this year have more playmakers? Than that, is it doing a disservice to say it's just bend, don't break, that kind of defense?
No, you can't really say because it's a long season ahead, this was the fifth week. We got lots of, bend but don't break, let them get all the way down there 40-yard line. I mean, we don't want to, but if they do, stop them and, make them punt it. So, I mean, yeah. Bend but don't break is the key thing.
You have a lot of guys who can take balls the other way, make plays on the ball.
I mean, yeah, this is the NFL. I mean, we wouldn't be here. There's a lot of guys, that's been playing a long time. And, yeah, I mean, obviously we do have playmakers and we have guys that could, intercept the ball or make a fumble and pick it up and score. Obviously, we've been doing that.
With the way the score went back and forth in the second half, was the first half turnovers, was that the difference?
I guess the first half was the difference because we made a lot of plays. Then the second half, we came out dead and they was driving on us and – the first half, I guess that was the key part of the game.
You're going to pull Junior aside and just talk about good technique in terms of running back interceptions. I don't know if you happen to see what he was doing then.
Yeah, we already joked with him and asked him what was he doing. I don't know. He was having fun, I guess.
What was his answer, just out of curiosity?
He just looked at us. I mean, he was having fun. He made the play. He didn't fumble it. So, what can you say?
All right.
Asante Samuel, Ellis Hobbs.
Just playing the type of ball that we like to play. We started off fast, but we didn't stay consistent throughout the whole game. We kind of had some down moments, up and down. We can't be like that. We have to be consistent every play, every game. Yeah, it's kind of like a bittersweet ending where Bill's always telling us we hold ourselves accountable to a higher level. Win is just not enough for us. Playing well and winning is what we try to do. I think us in the back end, you know, with the turnovers we had, the knockdowns, whatever, up front, the linebackers, whatever. I mean, I think we all can agree that, you know, we got to pick it up, and it's not going to be enough to play Dallas and to beat Dallas.
And you're going to have to pick it up because obviously Dallas is a very high-level team.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
You said you weren't happy with the way you guys came out with the turnovers, the difference. You were able to get a couple plays.
I think so. Anytime you go, you have a game like that where you're up and down, turnovers will be a big factor. I think we did, like I said, even with the bad job we did, the turnovers and then kind of making plays out of the turnovers where, you know, Randall scoring at the end, Junior kind of running around whatever he was doing, getting the ball and getting it upfield, this and that. And then, you know, the offense countering by going in there and driving the ball and scoring and then them keeping drives alive also.
Any idea what he was doing? Was he trying to, like,
tweak that? Dante Stallworth.
Well, Randy's been stealing all the yards and all the catches. You just been waiting for your turn?
Well, you know, you just go out and you just play and you wait on your opportunities. And got a little more opportunities today, obviously, that, you know, they were trying to take Randy out of the game. And whenever that happens, they're leaving someone single coverage. They left me, Wes. You know, Ben was able to make some plays today. So, you know, whenever that happens, you know, the other guys got to step up and make the plays. Well, we have some guys that can make plays, but at the same time, you know, we got to play a lot better than we did today. You know, there's a lot of things that we could have did better out there. But we'll hear about it tomorrow, definitely at 12 o'clock. And, you know, just move on. Try to get better from that and move on.
Dante, what was the difference between the first and the second half? It really seemed like the second half, with the exception of one drive, that the offense came to a grinding, slow halt.
I don't know. You know, there was just times we were stopping ourselves. We, you know, we weren't really efficient in the red area. A lot of third downs we had. We were coming off the field on a lot of third downs. Those are plays that we were making, in the first couple games. And, you know, third downs are very, very, very important, and we weren't really making the plays on third down today.
Dante, how nice is it to get your first touchdown as a Patriot?
It's good, but at the same time, you just got to look at it as, you know, it's only one game, and we got the win, which is the most important thing. And, you know, there's a lot of things I'm sure when I see this film, I'm going to be mad about that I could have done better, and just try to correct those and move on to next week.
Dante Stallworth, Ben Watson.
Could have done better, and when we look at the tape tomorrow, I think we left a lot on the field, but you know it's always good to get a win.
And first 100-yard game for you in your career.
Yeah, my whole career ever. So that's exciting.
Even at Georgia?
Yeah, even at Georgia. You know, that's exciting. Main thing, you know, we got the W, and you know, I'm glad I was able to make some plays.
Did you know going in that you were going to have as much of a role in the offense as you did?
No. I mean, you know, I've told you guys before that a lot of times we kind of feel it out in the beginning, throw a lot of different personnel groups in there, see how they're going to play. And, you know, it just so happened that they were playing a lot of, you know, split safety, and I was able to get open a little bit.
What's the say about this offense, you know, when Randy and Lush get shut down, they've been the main men so far, that you got you and Dante can pick it up?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to have that versatility. You know, that's why you always got to be ready. You know, you never know when it's going to be your time to help the offense win the game.
What's the feeling when you guys go out right after they score? You know, they made it 20-10, you guys score again, they made it 20-10, Randall comes up. What's the feeling of the offense?
Just that we got to score. You know, the defense played great. You know, they got some turnovers. They set us up. I think they had about three picks, fumble recovery. They scored. You know, hats off to the defense. I think they played a great game. And they set us up a lot, you know, with a short field. And, you know, we go out there and don't score, we kind of, you know, feel like we're letting them down. So that's something that we want to do better at next week.
Do you just feel like, you know, it's really going to be tough to stop us? How do you feel
Well, we always feel like we want to score, and we always feel like it's tough to stop us unless we stop ourselves. But, you know, again, hats off to the Browns defense. I think they played a good game, too. Coach Cornell had a good scheme for us. And, you know, like I said, we want to score every time we get it, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't turn out that way.
You guys struggled in the third quarter, especially with three possessions, three punts.
Yeah.
And you may have to drive it. You know, get you back to a bigger lead. Any adjustments there in the fourth quarter?
You know, no real adjustments. We stopped ourselves a couple times. But we knew we had some good plays called. You know, the coaches, they called the plays, and we just didn't execute them very well in that third quarter. But, you know, that happens sometimes. But, like I said, it's definitely something that you want to correct because, you know, we got a good team to play next week.
What can you say?
Hey, guys.
I think New England would like to know during your deception return about your football move.
I'm definitely going to have to look that up, and I don't remember. I mean, what happens naturally. It was a fun time, and obviously I'm going to get reprimanded. I know that's coming, but, you know, it was a great win for us. It really was.
What were you thinking, Junior?
What was I thinking? That normally doesn't happen to me. it's untapped territory for me, to tell you the truth, and I'll handle it better. I really was. But, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, I'll take the punishment. Obviously, I'm going to get a lot of kickback from the players come tomorrow and probably for the whole week. I didn't look too good on that run.
Did you think about lateraling at all?
Yeah, but coach wouldn't have liked that either. So I didn't want to have two whammies in one play. So I took the one negative and went from there.
I want to know how big was it that the defense just kept coming up with big plays and that was an example?
It's the name of the game. I mean, obviously you go out there and you want to perform well and stop the run and then get into the pass situation. But, you know, whenever you make big plays such as we did today, it definitely is it leans to our favor. And our offense took care of the rest.
Bill talked about you're one of the more energetic players he's ever seen. Where does your energy come from? What energizes you more?
I love this game. Yeah, I just do. I have a lot of passion for this game. And, you know, I'm very fortunate to be at 38 years old, 18 years in this league, and be able to be part of something special. And I'm humbled by that. I probably didn't show on that interception, but it was definitely this is definitely a great time. It really is.
I know you're concentrating on a team standpoint, but the individual standpoint, is today what you pictured when you first decided to come to the league?
There's no I, me, and you in this locker room. It's just all about we, and we won. So we'll definitely get to look at each other, and obviously, you know, we'll have to answer to someone at the end of the season. And until then, it's a week.
And while it is only five wins, you do realize, you guys realize in this locker room, that it is something special or has a chance to be something special, which you just mentioned.
Oh, it's always special whenever you're out there on the football field. I'm not saying that, you know, we're looking for or looking ahead into something that's going to be great. We just know every day is a challenge. And we work one day at a time, and that builds our tomorrow. And after that, we pray for the rest.
Aside from the, whatever you want to call it, celebration, will Bill have any trouble cooking up some humble pie on Monday? I mean, there were a fair amount of, you know, not huge plays, but 10 yards and more. Any trouble finding some Monday material?
Oh, no. He has a lot of material to pick from. I guarantee you that. I mean, he didn't wait until Monday. I mean, when we're walking off the field, he came and whispered in my ear. Seriously, he's amazing. He's amazing. I mean, it's definitely something that will always be humble. And, you know, it's the culture here. You know, it really is. There's a culture here, and it's a patriotic way is to have faith in the system. And that's exactly what we do.
Junior Seau. Adelis Thomas.
Just, you know, had a little incident, and we moved forward. We go into the next play. But, you know, but that was about it. Somebody fell down on me, and so that was good.
Foot or ankle?
I'll leave that. Y'all had to ask coach about that.
You ran that quickly, but you're feeling all right?
I feel fine.
How big was it today? I mean, as many big plays as this team just kept coming up with, the sacks, the interceptions too by Junior.
I think it was big, you know, especially, you know, that, you know, they came off a big win and us coming in here, and especially on the goal line when Junior ended up with the interception when they drove on the first drive. I think that really set the tone and everything. But we left a lot of plays out there on the field. And again, you know, we must improve from this week to next week. We got to win, but we'll look at the film and see that we left a lot of things out there.
Yeah, you came up with the T-shirts. Will he have any problem cooking up humble pie?
Yeah, we picked a lot of humble berries today, so we will have a nice dose of humble pie. So when it comes tomorrow by 12:30, if you call any of us, you go in, anybody answer the phone, by 4 o'clock you'll have enough ice cream. Will probably be out of the stores because we'll be serving ice cream with this one.
Did you see Junior's celebration? I'm sure that will be part of it. Did you see his premature
celebration? I saw it on the big screen. And
what'd you think?
We preheating the oven at 455 instead of 360. So that one will be well done.
Did you ask him what he was doing on the
side? No, I didn't. That was the play that I was on the ground on, and they showed it on the big screen. And when they showed it on the big screen, I said, "What are you doing?" I said, "What was he doing?" I thought he was in the end zone or something. It was like, "Well, don't worry, that would be an extra large slice."